I'm supposed to get it and right and done. All the tired horses in the sun. I'm supposed to get it and right and done.
Hey, this is Colorworks Radio. I'm your host, Justin Baker. With me this week is Colin Boyd. Hey, Colin, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me in, Justin.
Thank you for being here. It's great to have you here. I thought we could talk about your work as an artist. I know you have a show coming up. When is it, in the fall?
Yeah, in late September. I'm going to have an exhibition at the Onondaga Community College in Syracuse, New York.
Okay, yes, so that's a ways off. But we've been friends for a while. I love your work. It's always fascinated me. I guess if I were to describe it, it's sculpture first for the people listening. But it has a vibe of like natural history, folklore. There's some science fiction in there. It's got a little bit of everything. And a lot of the things that you make are super meticulous and like seem to reference very specific points in time, which I always find really interesting. Meaning like maybe as if they were like an artifact or even if they were even like from the 80s, I guess. I'm thinking about your newer work, the Galleon, the kind of fictional film piece you're making. One thing I wanted to ask you about first though was like how does the idea of storytelling fit in with your work? And I guess I've always been curious about that because it's something you don't see a lot with like contemporary art, maybe. I don't know. Am I wrong about that? Or you guess answer the first question.
Well, I mean I'm definitely really drawn to narrative in the work and creating stories. It's kind of a part of just creating a whole new world that kind of surrounds the objects that I'm making. So as you mentioned, natural history, the folklore and science fiction stuff. My initial interest is kind of pulling from those ideas or those things that we as humans kind of gravitate towards and make objects within those realms, but then I'm not quite happy with just a discrete object. So creating a story around that object requires creating oftentimes characters, other objects, support objects, and like you said, so they become artifacts
right.
In ways. And they have their own history, even if they've never existed before.
Yeah. One of the first things that got me just fascinated with your work was the mastodon piece, which you made when you were in grad school, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So that was so interesting to me because it was like, one, it was meticulous. It was like kind of to scale, right?
Yes.
Like it was a full-size mastodon that you made.
Yeah, it was 16 feet long, 12 feet tall.
Yeah.
8 feet wide. And it was a bus.
Yeah. And it looked like something you would see in a museum, but it was made out of styrofoam. Am I right in that?
Yep. It's all foam and wood.
Yeah. But there was the thing that I didn't know going into it when I think I saw it at the museum exhibition was the story that was surrounded it, right? Like you had written a whole story that went with that piece.
That's right.
Yeah. I just found that. It was like a surprise to me, I guess, because it seemed like just the object was enough. But then there was this whole other narrative that like kind of tried to guide the viewer into believing in it or maybe hoping that there was something there. Is that, I mean, like as an artist, your impulse to add the narrative element, is that to take the viewer into another world or is it to like, maybe have them question the authenticity of the object? Or it seems like you're leading us, but you're kind of messing with us a little bit. Is that fair or no?
I guess you could take that perspective. It's not necessarily, I'm not trying to trick anyone.
Uh-huh.
You know, like the mastodon, for example, in many of my works, they start with an object, and my interest in that object is based on that object's connection to a memory.
Oh, okay.
So that object is, you know, usually already connected to something else, and I might either kind of extrapolate, like, on this object, or try to figure out, like, what is the object's relevance to the larger world. Mm. So the mastodon as an object is just a mastodon skeleton, and it really has no history. But the maker behind it, or the one who excavated the mastodon skeleton,
right?
That's the story. That's the human.
That's the new story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the history that I think humans are all attracted to. It's okay. Like, what's our position? Where do we exist in the world in relationship to these objects?
Okay. That's interesting to think about. Like, even thinking about, like when I take my kids to the Natural History Museum, which we mentioned at the beginning, was like, you're thinking of it differently as, like, you're looking at a bunch of stories that people found, you know, and mm-hmm. like then put together. That's a different way to think about it. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, those objects wouldn't be there if humans weren't interfering.
Yeah. Like, yeah, let's tear this up. Yeah. Okay. So I guess, like, sticking along the storyteller in you, I want to talk about the piece that you've been working on, and I've seen bits and pieces of it on, like, social media, and actually in a museum show at the University Art Museum, Future Perfect, picturing the Anthropocene. I think I said that right. That was in 2016. So you've been working on like a fictional movie called Galleon. And I mean, it's not fictional, but it's supposed to be as if it was made in the 1980s. Is that right?
Yeah, that's kind of the root of it. So there's, yeah, it's like it's a fictional fiction, actually. So the concept was originally to make this science fiction nature documentary.
And
all the creatures within the documentary were based on animals that are either endangered or have gone extinct or have been brought to the brink of extinction because of humans' kind of interference with the natural world. But the entire piece itself kind of manifested in this. It's a stop motion animation. So I make all the kinetic sculptures that are part of this landscape and this environment. But the idea is that this was a film that was kind of already like a cautionary tale that maybe already existed.
Uh-huh.
That was made in the 80s about a time that happens in, you know, 30 years from now. So there's a lot of like time shifting.
Uh-huh.
I'm representing this as something that already exists, but I'm currently making it now. So, like, I'm kind of floating in time with this piece.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a weird one. Yeah. I want to hear more about that. It's fascinating. Why don't we, you want to do one more and we can talk again? All right. So listen up for part two of Colin Boyd as he talks about Galleon. And as always, go check out Collarworks at 621 River Street. The photo regional has come down, and I believe the RPI thesis show is coming in. So go check that out. Colin, thank you very much.
Thanks, Justin.
All right.
All the tired horses in the sun, how am I supposed to get any riding done? Mm-hmm. the tired horses in the sun. How am I supposed to get any riding done? All the tired horses in the sun. How am I supposed to get any riding done?